96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
D-E-A-T-H. Where does that spell? Death, 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 death.
It is trifecta time. Our chance, once again, to recognize those who have recently passed away, to consider their body of work, and to see if, in fact, they rank for a three-bedroom apartment in the sky. Maybe rate is probably what I was looking for, but, you know, we're all having fun here. Room 509?
Actually, Bob, closed out 509 last week. Robert Redford, Giorgio Armani, and Ken Dryden.
Much to the chagrin of Ham that Ken Dryden made it in, let's welcome our friend, our 7th Supreme Court Justice, Donovan Lewis, to the program.
Some old F.
Hello, Hardline.
Donnie. Donnie, of course, Mr. Invasion, 9-1 here on the station. So we're going to try to present...
What are you doing these days, Donnie?
Well, he's...
I'm working 9-1, Bob, on the ticket, as Corby just said.
Glad to see.
Glad to see you're on your feet. Yeah.
It's been...
Uh-oh.
Do we lose him?
No, I'm here.
Okay, there he is.
I was just pissed.
All right, today we try to induct the great Jane Goodall. Now, before we move forward with Jane Goodall, did that name ring a bell? Did anybody, was everybody familiar with Jane Goodall and her works just on a very surface level?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so.
Very basic.
I mean, if you ever looked at a National Geographic for tribal
with articles,
tribal
like pictures,
yeah, tribal breasts, you would occasionally run across a Jane Goodall article
by accident.
So you scour National Geographic looking for quote tribal breasts. Just 200 pages is like, come on.
They weren't hard to find.
No, they were not. They were not. So Jane Goodall.
To be fair, he was probably looking for any breasts, but all he could come up with were the tribal ones.
Yeah.
They didn't have Victoria's Secret angels in Nat Geo.
No.
For some reason. I don't know.
So
well,
Goodall.
They may have been Victoria's Secret angels to you.
To some.
To somebody. It was their Victoria's Secret angels.
To the guy with the giant plank in his bottom lip.
Jeez.
So she died at the age
I'm not very comfortable right now.
Of 91 and was born in London in 1934. And I've never heard a story like this. And I think her story is so amazing from a unique standpoint because I've never heard someone actually say this and then go do it. Because she was in love with the concept of moving to Africa. And again, born in London right before the war. And she grew up, all she wanted to do was to move to Africa and literally, quote, live with animals. And that wasn't something that you could do at all, clearly, at that time. And so she was obsessed with this growing up, and her mother told her, well, if you're set on going to Africa or some other foreign place to work and live with animals, if you learn secretarial work, then you can get a job anywhere in the world. And so she went to secretarial school, and in 1956, she worked as a waitress to try to save up money for a one-way ticket to get to Kenya. And she did. She had no plan. She flies to Kenya or takes a ship to Kenya, and once there, she arranged to meet a paleontologist who was living there and a guy named Louis Leakey. And Leakey was a guy that was very interested in chimpanzees and how they related to man and how you could study them and see that maybe early man somehow carried those characteristics of a chimp. And so he was so impressed with her. She had zero training, obviously no university history. It says that he said I discovered immediately a very beautiful, a very vibrant, a very passionate young woman who was utterly focused on animals and who knew a surprising amount. And so he sent her at the age of 26 with no college experience whatsoever to the Gombe National Park in Tanzania to study chimpanzees and just come back with something. It's like, I don't know what you're going to find, but I would like you to be embedded with the chimpanzees, study them from afar. Don't get killed. We don't know anything about them. And again, this was at a time when literally nobody knew anything about them. And so he said, but you can't go alone. You're going to have to take a chaperone. And she chose her mother. And so she goes over there with her mother. And she's helped by local Tanzanian villagers try to basically set up camp. And then it was up to her to just infiltrate this camp of chimpanzees, basically, that were living nearby. And so, and I watched this documentary, which came out in 2017 called Jane, which we touched on briefly on Friday. It's so amazing. So this girl, and by the way, she was hot.
Yeah, that's why she got the job.
She was really, now she may have had some wonky British dental issues, but she was hot. And so her and her mom go over there, and she slowly but surely starts trying to go into the forest and study these chimps who will not obviously get near her. She would not get too near them. She was waiting on them to, you know, make the first move, basically, and not treat her as an outsider. They'd never seen a white girl running around before. And
what'd they think?
It didn't go well. It did not go well at all. And it took months and months and months. She got malaria. She got sick. She was eaten up by mosquitoes. She got bitten by snakes. Everything bad happened. But eventually, they warmed up to her. And all of this is on video. And I'm telling you right now, the first 45 minutes of this documentary, Jane, is so shocking that this woman goes into the jungles. And again, this is not, these aren't chimps wearing diapers coming to your birthday party. These are wild ass chimps who have no contact whatsoever with any mankind that warmed up to her to the tune of within a year's time, she's walking hand in hand with them. She's hugging them. They're treating her like one of their own. It's insane.
I'm just trying to imagine the conversation with my mom. If this is something I wanted to do, but I need a chaperone, could you just roll with me to Tanzania so we can get to know these chimps?
Dude.
And what her response would be.
I know.
We're living in a tent.
Yeah. Living in a tent.
In the middle of nowhere.
You built your own little personal bathroom. Like it's crazy what all they had to do, their camp that they had to build up just to get to where the chimps were. And she discovered very quickly that chimps could make and use their own tools. And
yeah, that was her discovery.
And this is on the video as well. She became close with what she called her favorite chimp of all time, named David Greybeard. She named all these chimps. He had a gray beard, clearly. And she watched him make tools to then go out and forage for food. And everybody in the scientific world at the time thought chimps were just brainless beings that had no society. They just lived wild.
They just flung poop everywhere.
Yeah, it was all very willy-nilly, and nobody had any concept of it. And she proved that they had their own society, that they were, you know, it was very family-oriented, that they were very thinking and emotional creatures. And she also saw the the bad side of it, too, the dark side of it. She saw assaults, and again, this is all in the videos too, assaults, killings, cannibalism within their own, I mean, it's not like it was all rosy. She didn't try to paint this picture that like, oh my gosh.
It's utopia.
Everything's
this is
perfect
how humans should be.
It's wild ass. And the fact that she, not only at 25, 26, lived through all this, but made all these groundbreaking discoveries, and this, she did this for decades, and nothing ever happened to her. She became like this chimp whisperer, where wherever she went, they immediately adopted her as one of theirs. It's insane.
She got the smell on her?
Dude, I don't know. I don't understand how it worked. She met her husband over there who came over to
A chimp?
No, to photograph her.
Very distinguished chimp.
to photograph her for certain magazines and some studies.
Went to law school.
They fell in love. They had a kid together.
This is
all
David
that.
And Jane Greybeard.
Were they in the wedding? Like ones walking down the aisle, putting flowers on each side.
Absolutely.
But like we marvel at
serving some mashed potatoes at the reception.
It's Siegfried and Roy, like, you know, people that train animals. I'm telling you right now, Jane Goodall is the most amazing woman when it comes to animal-human relationships on the planet, in our history, and it's not even close. Like, what she did over there is stunning. And, you know, she then realized that a lot of scientists across the world were using chimps to do experiments on. That became her passion project to kind of eliminate that because she's like, dude, they're us. They are us. And we're sitting there poking and prodding them and electrocuting them and ripping their hearts open. And while they're still, I mean, it's, she did a ton to promote the protection of chimpanzees and the environment. She was a stud. And did it till the end. Worked until she was 91 years old. Jane Goodall. Lando.
Deserving.
Deej.
Yes.
Ham.
Worthy.
Donovan.
Yes.
Oh. Yes.
Yes.
Bob.
Yes.
Oh, he's reluctant.
I don't want Ham to think that she's greater than Ken Dryden, but
she is.
They're both in.
In this case, she probably is. She probably is.
In your opinion.
Do you think her first visitor will be Harambe with a bouquet of flowers?
Little rose, yeah.
How many cups did she win?
She did not win any cups.
Okay, well, yeah. He has six.
How many chimps did he meet?
He could have.
But he didn't.
But he didn't.
He beat the Bruins.
All right, she's in. Donnie, thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
Indeed, indeed. The great Jane Goodall.
Have a great rest of the show.
You too.
Hang around, Donovan.
You too.